Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. And this is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, January the 8th, 2012. And this is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor every day to fight the mentality of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, fight the mentality of the Illuminati Masonic Order, fight the mentality of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, the warmongers and bloodshedders of this society. We want to fight against the mentality of the 1%, 2%, 5%, 10% ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. We want to climb up out of that mentality, climb up out of the mind of division and destruction. We want to climb up out of that mind. And we want to, at the same time, climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahshua, the mind of Yahuwah, the mind of Mahdi, the mind of Al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam, the mind of Buddha, the mind of Quetzalcoatl, the mind of Heru, the mind of Krishna, the mind of the Most High Father and the Most High Mother Yahweh. We want to break down the barriers that separate us. We recognize that these false barriers and fictitious boundaries that separate the races, separate the ethnicities, separate the religions, separate our philosophy and ideology. We destroy all of those barriers and recognize that the fight is not between black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white, Christianity, Islam, Rasta, Hebrew, Buddha, Hindu, so on and so forth. The fight is not a regional fight of North, South, East, and West, Africa, Asia, Central and South America, Mexico, the Isles of the Pacific, the Caribbean, North America, Canada, so on and so forth. The fight is between the oppressed, no matter where we are on the planet, against the oppressor. When we realize that is where the fight is, and realize that the mind of God in Christ is here to redeem and save the oppressed, no matter where we are on the planet, and destroy the power of the ruling class and ruling family oppressors. When we understand that, then we will be able to come together, organize together for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, and revolutionary institution and organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister, Venice, is my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. I am thankful unto the Most High for that beautiful sister. I pray that the Most High, in the name of Yahshua Christus, Heal it, I, Selassie, I, Jah, Rastafari, Jesus Christ, blue names in these last days of judgment. I pray that the Most High continues to bless her, Sister Venice, and her family. Now, you may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. YAHLOVE at comcast.net. Now, let us pause and give thanks and praises like African people are supposed to. Africa means the spirit, the houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. And no matter your color, we all have the potential to be Africans, houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. So let us pause and give thanks and praises unto the Almighty. We pause and give praises unto the Most High Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the Father, you say Ab. You also hear Abba. And so when you put that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Abba for the Most High Father. Now, in Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of begatting. That is the Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, the Most High Father, that same Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, that same Most High Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Now, as African people, we pause and give praises to the feminine side, to the almighty and beautiful and wonderful Mother, Mama, Holy Spirit. The Almighty Goddess and Creatress. Now, in the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. And so when you put that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Aim for the mother. In that same Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of conceiving. That is the mother, Mama Holy Spirit. That is the mother in Yahweh, Yahweh Aim. Now, Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom in the African Hebrew language is chokmah. It is feminine, referring to Mother Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. She's our mother. Now, Mother Holy Spirit not only conceived Jesus, but she conceived you and me, the whole of the human family, the whole of creation. So Mother Holy Spirit is your, my, our mother, mother of creation, mother of the universe, mother of the human family, as Father, the Almighty, is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, her name and title are Ruach HaKadosh. Now that word Ruach is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language, and it is found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word is feminine, refers to Mother Holy Spirit. Mother Holy Spirit is our mother. She's feminine. In the African Arabic language, the name of Mother Holy Spirit is Ilah. Now, our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu illa illa ha'il Allah. Ashadu illa illa ha'il Allah. You can hear illa and you can hear Allah. Illa is spelled I-L-L-A-H. Allah is A-L-L-A-H. Illa is the mother. Allah is the father. Father and mother together have given birth to the whole of creation and the human family. Our Islamic sisters and brothers also say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, they pronounce it or translate it in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. But we know that that is Illa, Bismillah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, properly understood, that is in the name of our mother Illa, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy, because Rahman ar-Rahim is tied to an Arabic word that is the word for the womb in the Arabic language, African Arabic language. In Egypt, that same Mama Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, that same Mama Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So, my sisters and brothers, it is my privilege, my honor, my duty, my blessing to greet you in the mighty name and title of our Lord and our Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, but we are proving it every day, that Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon, America, Europe, Britain, Israel, is modern day Rome, modern day Babylon, and these are their last days. Their system is done, their system is over. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within your, my, our personalities, thereby making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 12. Excuse me, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12. The book of Revelation teaching us of the last days of this rotten system, this rotten Babylon system. The book of Revelation teaching us of the manifestation and coming in this time of Yahshua Mashiach, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christus. The book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12 teaches us how Christ would come in new names. Now, Christ means the Spirit to rise up and deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. And when we look around today and see the Occupy movement and the protest movement all over the earth, and see that the people are rising up to say no to NATO, no to America's military, no to the International Monetary Fund, no to the CIA, no to the FBI, no to the FOP, no to all of these who are nothing but puppets for the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers to destroy the people of the earth, destroy the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. When we see that the people are rising up and saying no to Satan, no to Satan's rule, no to the Rothschilds, no to the Oppenheimers, no to the International Monetary Fund, that is Christ come again in names that are new. That is Christ come again in our names, our personalities. All of us are the I and I. The first I in Haile Selassie I, Rastafari. I and I. The first I is yourself, your original created self. United with the Most High Creator Father, Creator's Mother. United with the whole of creation. The second I in I and I is the human family outside of yourself, united with all of the same. And so all of us are divine manifestations of divinity, living in this divine creation, divine universe, under this divine Milky Way, on this divine planet that we call Earth, under the divine sun, moon, and stars, in this divine physical house that we call our physical bodies. Now let us move to the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 18. And we are moving to another section. Remember that this book of Revelation, written to the seven churches established by Paul in so-called Asia Minor, which is Northeast Africa. Now, we must remember that the original African Hebrew Israelite church was set up to fight Rome and fight Caesar and strengthen the oppressed all over the earth, whether black, brown, red, yellow, or white, whether African or European, no matter where the oppressed were to be found on the planet, the original African church was set up to strengthen the oppressed and deliver the oppressed with the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. And so we talking about revelation, which is the unmasking and unveiling of this wicked system, the removal of the falsehood of this wicked system, so that we may see clearly and see plainly the reality of this wicked system, so that we may understand how to come together as oppressed people. And as Bob Marley said in 1979 in a concert for African unity, he said, all of us have the answer. All of us have the answer. Only when we come together, black, brown, red, yellow, poor, white, Christians, Hebrews, Muslims, Rasta people, Hindu, Buddhist, only when we come together and bring all of that we have, when we find the answer is among us all, and then we can unite and we can organize together and overthrow the power of the oppressor, overthrow the power of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. That is what revelation means, apocalyptos, apocalypse, revelation. And so revelation is a book of code, C-O-D-E, that is understandable readily to the oppressed, understood readily to the oppressed, but the oppressor understands nothing of the book of Revelation. And so we move now to chapter 2, verse 18 in the book of Revelation. Yahshua Mashiach, Joshua Christus, Jesus Christ, that African revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, is giving more dictates to that African revolutionary apostle John, known as Johann in the African Hebrew language. And so we move to verse 18, chapter 2. It says, and unto the angel of the church in Thyatira, write these things, write these things, saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass. This is such wonderful scripture when we understand that it is about revolution. It is about the oppressed coming together to overturn in our consciousness, our minds, the mentality of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, thereby being able to overthrow the power of the wicked ruling class and families in our minds, and then being able to overthrow the power of the wicked ruling class all over the earth. It says, unto the angel. Who is the angel? The angel is a spirit. In the spirit world, the angels are the Elohim, the original Elohim that created the heavens and the earth in chapter 1 of Genesis. That word God, capital G, lowercase O-D, the scholars purposefully mistranslated that to deceive us. That word is found under the number 430 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It means Elohim. It is always plural. It is always male and female. The gods and the goddesses, the Elohim, the children of the Most High, Yahweh, created the heavens and the earth, and then created mankind, the human family, after their likeness and in their image. Meaning, we, the human family, are also created to be gods and goddesses, Elohim, children of the Most High. In chapter 2, you see Yahweh, the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. So, the angels, Elohim, gods and goddesses, the spirit world, that are with the Most High Father and Mother. Not the demons, the fallen angels, the fallen Elohim, the fallen gods and goddesses, the wicked demons that are with Satan and that rule this wicked world and control the puppets and prime ministers and presidents of this world. We're not talking about them. And so the good angels, the good Elohim gods and goddesses, are likened unto pastors. Your pastor is supposed to be like an angel to you and us, giving us the truth, giving us the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. And so unto the angel or the pastor at where? Thyatira. We see that this is written to that angel. And let me say, or that pastor, and let me say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is the Mind of God program on thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is Sunday, January the 8th, 2012. And let me hit the word angel, found under the number 32 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Yahshua is a Hebrew, African Hebrew. Johann is an African Hebrew. But their works were translated into the Greek language so that the Greeks may understand truth, justice, and righteousness, so that the oppressed in Greece may understand truth, justice, and righteousness, and fight the oppressor and fight Caesar with the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. Now, 32, angelos, and that means messenger, envoy, one who is sent, an angel, a messenger from God. So all of us have that ability to be angels, messengers from the Most High to the people, teaching the people truth, justice, and righteousness. And so the pastor, it's the pastor's job, the pastors of the churches, it is their job to be a messenger of the Most High, to be sent, to be an envoy of the Most High, to teach us what the Most High wants to teach us. Now, the angel of the church of Thyatira, the pastor of the church of Thyatira. Let's hit this word church, 1577. On the Greek side, it is ekklesia. Ekklesia. Now, the meaning, this word is a feminine noun because the church, the mosque, the synagogue, the cathedral, the people gathered in those places of worship, the temple, are styled as feminine, as women, as woman, as female, as the wife of the pastor. Because the pastor, as the husband, the stand-in for the Most High, the stand-in for Christ, the husband of the church, the pastor is to impart the word of God, which is like the germ of life called sperm in the physical world. That word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, goes into the womb of the mind through the ear. Through the ear. And then we take that word of God into ourselves. And that word grows. And we together grow. And then we manifest and conceive and give birth to works and actions that free up the oppressed from the oppressor, that spark uprising and spark rebellion against a satanic world and a satanic world system that is done over on its way out. And so this word ecclesia, where we get our English word church, is a gathering of citizens. We're looking at the definition. A gathering of citizens called out from their homes into some public place. So the people, we used to live our lives according to the dictates of this satanic world. We used to rob and rape and steal and destroy each other, which made the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers happy. But now we're called out from those wicked mentalities and called into the public as an assembly. We're called into a body of believers, a group of people that aspire to be revolutionaries like Yahshua Christus and aspire to be transformed, to move from the wicked form of Satan, to move from the wicked form of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers into a new form that is a Christ form. That word Christ, once again, is the spirit to rise up and follow the dictates of the Most High and deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. That's what Christ means. So we are called out of the wicked system, the wicked Illuminati Masonic order system, and called into a new group, an assembly that will fight this rotten system and deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. You may say, but church is only for religion. Well, if you examine the word ecclesia and examine the word synagogue and examine the word tabernacle, you will find that these words are not only religious terms. These words are political terms and cultural terms and religious terms and also economic terms. You see, the church is not only to deal with religion, but the church is also to deal with culture and economics and politics. The whole Bible is political, cultural, religious, and economical. But those in power have caused us to think that Jesus advocated the separation of church and state through that statement, "Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God's what is God's." But when we understand that Caesar owns nothing, the Most High owns everything, and when we understand that the law of the Most High was that the children of Israel were only to have the Most High as their leader and not Caesar, and when we understand that slavery, exploitation, warfare, bloodshed are all against the law of righteousness, the law of Ma'at, truth, justice, and righteousness, these wicked actions are against God's law, the law of the Most High, then we understand once again that Caesar attained all of these things through that which is illegal, warfare, bloodshed, colonialism, slavery, exploitation, and understand once again in looking at Jesus' statement, Jesus was cleverly giving an answer that wouldn't land him in jail, captured prematurely. So he spoke in a cold type language that the wicked wouldn't understand. So he said, "Render to Caesar what Caesar's, render to God what is God's." Caesar owns nothing, and he's a robber. Caesar is a crook, a thief, a killer, an illegal. He is disobedient to the law of the Most High. So Jesus was really saying, fight Caesar, reject Caesar, do not do the bidding of Caesar, obey the Most High, obey the laws of the Most High, stand up for the oppressed, stand up against slavery, exploitation. Do not continue to give your resources over to Caesar. You give your resources over to the Most High and know that the tithe and your resources are for the uplift of the oppressed, and that you are to organize and come together and push the oppressor out and break the power and rulership of the oppressor and become independent and solvent and strengthen the oppressed all over the earth, and we push the oppressor out and destroy the power of the oppressor, and soon we will realize the full manifestation of the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth, and Satan's power is overdone. No more. That is the message today. And so, going to the meaning of Thyatira, and reminding ourselves to say, so when they tell us to separate church and state, it's illegal. It's wrong. You can't separate church and state. You can't separate religion from politics, from economics, from culture. The African taught life and dealt with life. And so when we went to church in the ancient African days, we dealt with all the issues of life. You can't separate God from God's creation. You can't separate the Most High Father and the Most High Mother from that which they gave birth to, which is this creation. That is only the European rulership and the ruling class and families that want to separate these things to divide and conquer and continue to destroy the oppressed. Now, moving to that word, Thyatira, we're talking to the angel over the church of Thyatira. Now, what does Thyatira mean? You see, we have to do the research, sisters and brothers. We have to research the meanings of these names so that we may understand more deeply what the Most High is saying through Yahshua Christus and through Johann and through the book of Revelation. We have to do the research and look up and research all of the definitions of these words. Now, Thyatira is found under the number 2363 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It is pronounced in the Greek thuetera, and it means the odor of affliction. The odor as in smell. The odor or smell of affliction. It was a colony of the Macedonia Greeks, situated between Sardis and Pergamos on the river Lysis. Its inhabitants gained their living by traffic and the art of dyeing in purple, or coloring various fabrics and things in the color purple. Now, this meaning, though, literally, Thyatira, or Thuetera, it means the odor of affliction. We have to understand that these names and words have meaning. Why was this church named the odor of affliction? Why is that meaning given to it? We're going to say preliminarily because they were standing up to fight Caesar and to fight Rome and to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor, and not just Africans, but Europeans as well. Anywhere where there were oppressed people on the earth, the Thyatira church was standing up for the oppressed, and this caused them to be afflicted. Now, we're going to move on, but we're going to come back to that. To the church of Thyatira, write, "These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet of brass, and his feet are like fine brass." The Son of God, eyes like flame of fire, feet of brass, is talking. "Now you are also sons and daughters of the Most High. You are also gods and goddesses, Elohim. This is not just for Yahshua Christus, the Son of God. But the Son of God comes to show you and me our potential. We all have the potential to be Yahshua Christus, to manifest and will manifest the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. We are also Elohim, gods and goddesses, sons and daughters of the Most High." But the Son of God is talking. Yahshua is talking. The word saith, found under the number 3004. It is the word lego. It means to say, to speak, to affirm, to maintain, to teach, to exhort, to advise, to command, to direct. And that word son, 5207, huios. Let me hit that on the dictionary here. 5207, it means, let me see now. I'm supposed to read 1D. In a wider sense, a descendant, one of posterity of anyone. And 1E, a pupil, meaning one who learns from a teacher, used to describe one who depends on another or is his follower. So we are all sons and daughters, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. We are the offspring of the Most High, just like Yahshua. Psalm 82:6 tells us that all of us are gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. They put gods there, but they didn't put goddesses. The scholars always deceiving us. We must research the definition of these words. That word is Elohim in the African Hebrew language in Psalm 82:6. It means gods and goddesses. All of us are children of the Most High. Black man and woman, we have been robbed of our knowledge of self, robbed of our original knowledge of religion, and robbed of our language. We are the African Hebrew Israelite nation. We are the Messiah people, not for arrogancy, but to show the whole world that we who are considered nothing are being raised up into this knowledge of self to understand that we are Elohim, gods and goddesses, sons and daughters of the Most High, and to show the whole world that all of the oppressed, black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white, you who are the working class, you who are the underclass and no class, you who are homeless, living in the streets, you who are of the feminine gender, who think that you are nothing, you who are children, meaning youth, who think that you are nothing. You may have been told that you are nothing, never had nothing, and never will be nothing. We are here to tell you that you are Christ. You are the Messiah. The Christ spirit is in you. The Messiah spirit is in you. You are a child of the Most High. You are a son and a daughter of the Most High. And we must rise up with that knowledge and rise up and see the God in all of us. See the spirit of the Most High residing in all of us and raise up that spirit. Activate that spirit. Give life to that spirit and rise up and defend and deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from and out of the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Manifest and will manifest the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Son of God. What is that word God in the Greek language? We're busting up all of the lies that the scholars have told us. That word God, Son of God, in chapter 2, verse 18, book of Revelation. Son of God. The word God is capital G, lowercase O-D. In the Hebrew, that would be Elohim. But in the Greek, it is Theos. 2316 on the Greek side. Theos. Now this word means God or goddess. A general name of deities or divinities. Then it says Godhead, Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But we know that Theos, commensurate with Yahweh, is speaking of the Most High Father, God, and the Most High Mother, Goddess, the Holy Spirit. And so when we come to the Trinity, we know that the Yod-He-Bah-He, Y-O-D, Father, is for the Father. The He is that hidden offspring that is emitted into the womb of the mother, represented by Vav. Yod-He-Bah-He. And that germ of life comes forth through the mother, which is the Holy Spirit. And we get the second He, Yod-He-Bah-He. That second He is now that offspring, that child, that son and daughter of the Most High, brought forth through the womb, now visible. That is the scientific African meaning of Yahweh. And so all of the creation is the Trinity. The Most High Father and Mother Yahweh have given birth to the whole of creation. And Yahshua, Christus, represents the whole of creation functioning in righteousness, in truth, in justice. And we, the human family, are also offspring of the Most High Father and Mother Yahweh, or Allah Illah, or Amen, Amenet. Does not matter the name used for the Most High, or Theos in the Greek language. God and Goddess, Father and Mother. All of us are a part of the Trinity, and we must manifest that reality and stand up and defend the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Remember that in Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having both the attributes of begetting, which is the Father, and conceiving, which is the Mother. Now let's move to the eyes. Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire. Eyes. 3788. On the Greek side, it means meta, it means eye, meaning your physical eye, but metaphorically, the mind of the eye, or the eye's mind, meaning that mentality to see into things, to see something and see into it and beyond it, my brother minister Ishmael Muhammad said a couple of weeks ago. The definition also means the faculty of knowing. We're setting this up, sisters and brothers. Yahshua is looking. The mind of Yahshua is able to see. The mind of Yahshua is exercising the ability or faculty to know. Now we're going to go ahead and pause for our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.